despite the adversary.
You see, he claimed to be what? Maliki Mulk. Means, I'm the owner of everything here. This falcon. I'm the owner of everything. I'm not here to be fed by some handouts. I don't need the handouts. I'm listening to a special drum which is calling me to go back. And the only witness I have is the Haqq. Let all the adversaries bring up whatever they want. Yes?
I am not a congener of the King of Kings.
This is the answer to that. You remember, he said, do you compare this fellow with the holiness and stuff? I'm saying, no, I'm not like the king. Yeah?
I am not a congener of the King of Kings. Far be it from him. But I have light from him in self-manifestation.
That's self what?
Manifestation.
Do you remember that manifestation? Let's go back to manifestation. Manifestation is one of the best part of our story. And it starts right at the beginning. Right at the beginning is God and nothing else. Remember that point. Then what happens? What happened? Right at the beginning, there is God and nothing else. He didn't do anything. That's the point. He didn't do anything. He is beautiful. And beauty by nature manifests itself. Therefore, this universe is. You see, we don't put an intention in the mind of God to create. Because we know creativity is the manifestation of beauty. And he's beautiful, period. In one verse we say, I'm happy about everything because everything comes from him. Everything is beautiful to me because these are the pixels of his picture. Tajalli. It's one of the best explanation of creation. Because when they explain the creation with the intention of creator, they go back. You have to go back for the intention and thought and all that. And everything should be his deed. Everything is not his deed. These are the pixels of his beauty. Beauty naturally is eye-catcher. Naturally will jump out, manifest itself. Therefore, we believe in manifestation. In that manifestation, I got light from him. Because a part of his creativeness and beauty-making is manifested in us. I look at Michelangelo and I see the real creation of beauty, which is manifestation of his beauty. Yes?
Homogeneity is not in respect of form and essence. Mm-hmm. Water becomes homogeneous with earth in the plant. Wind becomes homogeneous with fire in consistency. Wine at last becomes homogeneous with the constitution.
You see, he went to a very special argument that when I'm talking about influence, influencer and influencee are not supposed to be the same stuff and made from the same thing. The wind will blow the fire. You cannot say, the wind has nothing to do with the fire. Fire is this, wind is that. Because that's how you started. You said, I show you a holy man and you say, this man, a fellow who gets hungry and gets sick and goes to the bathroom, this is holiness to you. Yes. But I don't say this is holiness. This fellow has the light of holiness in it without being the same stuff. This same stuff is a nonsense argument. this is it, yes.
Yeah. Is homogeneous the right word? Because it's got a homogeneous as a scientific meaning, and water and earth cannot...
Honestly, I was giving up. No, homogeneous is not, because it's made from the same stuff. That's what it is, hamgens.
Congeniality is better than... Homogeneous physically is...
Yeah, homogeneous it doesn't do it, because here we talk about gens, means the stuff, the material that you're made of, and hamgens means. What is better?
I think congenial.
Congenious, yes, but it's close enough, but it's not it. It's the stuff you're made of. You don't have to be like that. Why? Because the things will fade in each other and will change each other without being from the same stuff. Yes?
Since my genus is not the genus of my king, my ego has passed away for the sake of his ego. Inasmuch as my ego passed away, he remained alone. I roll at the feet of his horse like dust. The soul became dust, and the signs of it are the mark of his feet on its dust. Become dust at his feet for the sake of this mark, in order that you may become the crown on the head of the lofty.
You see, again, that game, that for us, up is down, down is up. If you become down and will be humble in front of him, you are the crown of all kings. You're low over there, you're high over here. So the relationship is not connecting two stuff together and say, I am made of the same stuff that God is made of. We are not talking about the matter. Yes?
Let not my form beguile you. Partake of my dessert before my departure. O many a one whom the cause waylaid, he aimed at the cause and struck at God.
And I'm not saying that is bad, let go of that, because I have seen a lot of even this, that someone is very interested in the form, face, or... the physical existence, physical identity, and through this, suddenly he found it. Then the best argument ever. Yeah.
After all, this soul is joined to the body. Has this soul any likeness to the body?
That's it. So, okay, let's come back to us. I'm sitting down here. This is a chemical, biochemical machine, right? And I have a soul. These are not the same stuff. Are they separated? Or my soul is connected? So when we talk about connection, we don't mean physical connection, chemical connection, or connection of two same material together. We are talking about the connection of the soul and the body. They are two different stuff, aren't they? But they are one. In that way, I mean, I'm connected to him. Of course we are not similar. He's the God, I'm this puny stuff. So what? I was not talking about the quantity. I was talking about connection and influence. Because after all, the light touches me. Let's give it to next week, inshallah. For the next week, pay attention to the verses we haven't read yet, because there is one verse that maybe you need some help from somebody with a little bit knowledge of Arab language. It's these connections are not without a how and why. As regards the knowledge of the why, mind's the impotent. This is three verses ahead. Over there, she will try her best, then we'll add something to it, inshallah. Yes?
In that, the verse, I don't have the right number. I am not a congener of the King of Kings, far be it from him, but I have light from him in self-manifestation. Would it be correct to say that the
Hold on a second, let me find it.
1166.
Yes, okay.
But I have light from him in self-manifestation. If you made the, would it be correct to make the S in self-manifestation a capital S? Is it his self-manifestation? Is that what you were saying?
First of all, that self-manifestation is a little bit too much for me, because manifestation is tajalli. Self-manifestation is too much, because tajalli is more than this. First of all, you will find the meanings of these words in tajalli. Shining, brightness, showing, visible beauty even, that's jalwa. So there are so many words over there, and tajalli means an action. Adding a self to it is...
It's the way you, tajalli has, the way he did it.
Exactly.
It's not just the...
It's the way he did it, the way it happened, and the essence of that happening all together.
Yeah.
So you cannot divide it. So the word self over there is not helping to me, right? And it goes like this, that I'm not the same matter or the same stuff of the king. This is far be it from him. But in that manifestation, I have light from him. So that manifestation, which is the beginning of the creation, is not self-manifesting. Yes?
So then in the next line, 1167, is the word that's translated as homogeneity the same as the word that's translated as
Yes, these are all the word gens, but gensiyat.
Gens.
Gens.
Yeah.
It's not genus, it's gens. And the gens will be explained with a lot of difficulty to you by us. Go through Tajanos. Yes, exactly. Tajanos and gens is not the material. She will explain to you because it needs time.
You have genus, right?
Yes.
That's the same root.
That's the gens. Because that's the base. I insist upon it because this is the base of the argument. When we talk about the connection, in physical connection, there is some, let's say, they should be at the same level, same stuff to connect logically. Therefore, when we talk about the spiritual connection, they always doubt that, how could you connect? How could a human being, an animal, a monkey, connect to God? They are not the same stuff. They are not in the same dimension. He's trying to explain that these are nonsenses. Because when we talk about the influence goes from something to something else. For example, I could talk about some vibration in some chords, right? Has anything to do with my feeling? And I listen to a guitar and I cry. See what happened here? We are talking about some vibration, physical vibration over there, and some emotion in me. Vibration and emotion are not the same stuff. So what? He's explaining all of that with all difficulties, because one of the basic argument in his